There's a Balaturim in Parshas Truma. It's actually Balaturim is found in Parshas Miketz. But there's a pasuk by the Menorah that says, it talks about the Menorah and it says, Shleishi Gevim Ishukadim Akana Echad Kafta Beferach, that there should be three goblets on each of the branches of the Menorah with a button and a flower. Shloisha Gevim Ishukadim Bakona Ha'echad Kafta Beferach. And another three goblets should be hammered out on Bakona Ha'echad on one branch, Kafta Beferach. So the Balaturim says that the words Bakona Ha'echad appear only one more time in Tanakh, and that is by Paro's dream. It says in the pasuk that seven shibolim. Let's just see the lashon here of the pasuk. Parshas Miketz, the beginning of Parshas Miketz. Yishan, he fell asleep. Yachlam Shainis. Vineshava Shibolim Oilois. Bekana Echad Briyaz Vatavis. Seven stalks ascended in one kana, in one reed. Healthy and good. So, Bekana Echad. The same words appear in Parshas Miketz. So, we have two times it says Bekana Echad. One by the Menorah and one by Paro's dream, regarding the stalks, the seven stalks that ascended in one reed. So obviously, and we know that whenever there's a Masoida, these means that they're associated with each other. We need to know what is the connection between the Menorah and Paro's dream. There's a cryptic Chasam Sofer in Parshas Truma, and these are his words. It's like a six-word Chasam Sofer. It says, Kaftor mebachutz. Kaftor is on the outside. Kapoires mebefnim. There's a kapoires inside. Uparoiches mafsik beneim. And the paroiches separates the two of them. What he means is that the word kaftor, the word kapoires, and the word paroiches all share the same letters. Kaf pei tof resh. Kaf pei resh tof. Pei resh chaf tof. El Chasam Sofer is pointing out that the kaftor, which is on the menorah, is outside in the heichal. The kapoires, which is the cover of the aron, is inside in the kodesh hakadoshim, and the paroiches separates between the two. The paroiches, which is the curtain, separates between the two. Now we need to understand what is the Chasam Sofer trying to tell us. In Parshas Vayishlach, the pasuk says, "Va'yivosa Yaakov levadoi." Yaakov remained by himself. "Va'yeyovik ish imoy," and a man fought with him adalos hashachar until the morning. Now we know that the ish that came to fight with Yaakov was the sar shel Esav, the sultan himself. And it seems from the pasuk that the reason the sultan came to fight with Yaakov is because "Va'yivosa Yaakov levadoi" is because Yaakov remained by himself. So we need to understand what is the connection of Yaakov remaining by himself and the Sultan coming to fight with him. Chazal, the Gemara says, why did Yaakov remain by himself? Because Chozar al Pachem Ketanim, he returned to retrieve Pachem Ketanim, small flasks. We need to understand what that means. Why is Yaakov returning for small flasks? So the pasuk continues, "Vayarki lo yocholoi." It says the tzar shel Esav saw that he could not overcome Yaakov. "Vayiga b'chaf yerechoi." He touched the calf of Yaakov's yerech. "Vateka calf yerech Yaakov ve'ayov kimoi." And the calf, the spoon of Yaakov's thigh, dislocated when he was wrestling with him. So we need to understand why the tzar shel Esav aimed for Yaakov's calf. Yaakov's spoon, the spoon of his thigh. And then the Yisar Shal Esav says to Yaakov, Lo Yaakov Yayomar Yitshimcha Kim Yisrael, your name shall no longer be Yaakov, rather Yisrael, Kisarisa Imelekim Yemanoshim Atuchal, because you have wrestled with Elekim and with men, and you have overcome them. So first of all, let's try to understand why Yaakov merited here to have his name changed to Yisrael. And at the same time, we know that even though his name was changed to Yisrael, the name Yaakov still remains. Unlike Avram Avinu, after his name was changed from Avram to Avram, the name Avram is no longer used. Yaakov's name, Yaakov, is still used, despite the fact that he was changed to Yisrael. So we need to understand why that is. And then, what does it mean, Ki sarisa imelekim v'manoshim atuchal? You have fought with the Kim, or you have, Kisarisa means you have, maybe perhaps you have raised yourself with Hashem and with people. What does that mean? So I'd like to suggest we could understand this based on a vort that I once heard from my Shver, Zolzayin Gezint, which I've shared with you before. He comments on a Gemara in, it's actually Yerushalmi in Chagiga, where it talks about a fellow who we know as Acher. Acher's real name was Elisha ben Avuya. Elisha ben Avuya was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He was actually the Rebbe of the Tana, Reb Meir. This Elisha ben Avuya afterwards went off the derech. Totally went off the derech. He became a heretic. So the Yerushalmi explains why this happened. Why did he become a heretic? And the Yerushalmi traces it back to his own bris. The Yerushalmi says that Avuya, his father Avuya, was a very influential person. He was a person with close contacts to the government. And when Elisha was born, he invited all the government officials to the bris, and he also invited all of the Talmidei Chachamim to the bris. At the bris, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua were present. Oh, hold on 1 second. So at the bris, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who were present who were attending the bris, while they were waiting for the bris to begin, they began talking in Torah. They began a Torah discussion, and the Yerushalmi describes that it was such a heated and exciting discussion that a fire descended from heaven and surrounded them. When Avuya saw what was going on, Avuya was an Amoritz. He was an ignorant fellow. But he saw this fire surrounding them. He thought that his house was going to burn down. So he went to them and said, "You're trying to burn down my house?" And they said, "Don't worry, this is not a fire that's going to burn down your house. This is the Kvod HaTorah. This is the honor of the Torah." So Avuya said, "If this is the Kvod HaTorah, then I designate this son of mine that he should learn Torah." Says the Yerushalmi, as a result of this, Elisha ended up going off the derech. And the way that the Mefarshim explained this is because he was so caught by the Kavod HaTorah, by the honor of the Torah. He wasn't really interested in the Torah itself. He was just interested in the honor that the Torah brought. It was a total ulterior motive. That's why Elisha went off the derech. It's a very difficult pshat, Mashiach points out, because after all, we know that A person, the Chazal say, should always involve themselves in Torah mitzvahs, even for ulterior motives, because eventually it will bring a person to to do so for the right motive. So what was so terrible about Avuya being so enthralled with the Kvod HaTorah? So my father-in-law said a different pshat. He said what was wrong with what Avuya did was that when he was so inspired by the Kvod HaTorah, he should have said, from now on, I am going to devote myself to Torah. But that's not what he did. He wasn't interested in devoting himself to Torah. He was interested in devoting his son to Torah. Do as I say, not as I do. That's a recipe for... That's hypocrisy. That's hypocrisy. And as a result, Elisha became exactly who his father was. He became a hypocrite. He became a person who acted differently than what he knows is right. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, yet acted like a heretic. Because children learn by example, not by what they're told to do. Had Avuya devoted himself to Torah as a result of what he had seen, then Elisha would have been a true Talmud Chacham. And what we learn from here is that if we want to inspire others, which is our purpose here in this world, Adam Nivra, Reb Chaim Volozhiner writes, Adam Nivra Lehitav Lachrena, we were created to do good for others. We were created to inspire others. That's what we're here for. However, we don't inspire others by preaching to them. We inspire others by being an example for others, whether it's our children, whether it's anyone else in our surroundings. The way to inspire others is by being good people. So it's necessary for us to build ourselves in order to be able to build others. It's impossible to build others without first building ourselves. So I believe that the menorah that represents illuminating others with the light of the Torah, that's what the menorah represents. The menorah is the Torah or, it's the light of Torah, which illuminates for others, there is a kaftar. A kaftar stands for, the kaftar is written, as mentioned before, kaf, pei, tof, resh, stands for klal, prat, tachlis, reshis. Klal means the general klal. Prat means the individual. Tachlis is the goal, and Reishis is the means to the goal. And what the Kafta represents is Klal, Prat, Tachlis, meaning the Klal is the Tachlis, the Klal is our goal, that's what we're here for, but the Prat is Reishis, the Prat needs to come first. The Prat, the individual, is the means to reach the klal, which is the tachlis. Klal, prat, tachlis, reishis. That's what the menorah stands for. If you want to be able to shine to others, you need to be an example yourself. In order for the klal to be the tachlis, the prat needs to be the reishis. As the person continues inward, the person meets the Paroiches, which spells it out even more. Paroiches is Prat, Reishis, Klal, Tachlis. First comes the Prat, the individual is the Reishis, and only then can you attempt to inspire the Klal, which is the Tachlis, which is the end goal. But when the person enters the Fnai V'lifnim, when the person enters inside with an inside, the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the Holy of Holies, the person then realizes that the klal, which we saw until now as the goal, is really only a means for the prat to reach his tachlis. An individual only reaches their tachlis of life through inspiring the klal, because that's what each and every one of us was created for. So the tachlis of an individual is only accomplished through inspiring the klal. So now the kapoides reads klal prat reishis tachlis, meaning the klal is the reishis in order to complete the goal of the individual. That is the individual is the tachlis, but the individual can't reach their tachlis unless they inspire the klal. That's what the Chassam Sofer is telling us. Kaftor mebachutz, kapoides mebifnim, uparoiches mafsik meneim. Now, when Yaakov Avinu knew that Esav was coming to greet him with 400 men, Yaakov Avinu wanted to inspire Esav. He wanted to be a good example for Esav. And he knew in order to do this, he needed to first work on himself. He can't inspire others without being an example. And Yaakov, in his tremendous humility, didn't feel that he was good enough to be an inspiration to Esav. So he had to first go work on himself. Vayivosar Yaakov levadoi. Yaakov wanted to go work on himself, to become the person that would be a positive influence upon Esav. So Chazal, and Chazal's words, Chozar al pachim kitanim, he went back for the pach. Pach is Rosh Tevis prat klal. He knew that in order to be an inspiration on the klal, he had to first be a prat. He had to first work on his individual self. That's why he was vayivosar Yaakov levadai. That's why he had to go all to himself and work on that. And Chazar al pachim kitanim was as a result of Yaakov's kontointi, his own kontointi mikol achasadim mikol emes, Yaakov's humility. He felt so small. He felt that he had to still work on himself in order to be a positive influence upon Esav. Chazar al pachim kitanim. And as soon as the Sar shel Esav, the Satan, saw this, the Satan had to attack Yaakov, because the Satan wants us to neglect ourselves and just to try to inspire others. Do as I say, not as I do. That's the motto of the Satan. So the Satan aimed for the Kaf, which is the opposite of Pach. Kaf is Klal Prat. Work on the Klal, then you work on the Prat. Work on everyone else, then you work on yourself. That's the motto of the Sultan. But he wasn't successful against Yaakov. He might have been successful against Yaakov's descendants. Yiga bekaf yirechai. He was successful in those who descend from Yaakov, in the kaf of those who descend from Yaakov. But in Yaakov, he wasn't successful. Now, Yaakov is the name of Yaakov's individual self. That's the name he was given when he was born. Yisrael is Yaakov's name as he influences the klal. Klal Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael. It's the collective name of Yaakov. The Yaakov inspiring others. And it was only now, when Vayivosa Yaakov Levadoi, and conquering the Satan who wants the Kaf instead of Pach, who wants Klal Prat instead of Prat Klal, it's only now when Yaakov was able to overcome the Satan that he was zeicha to the name Yisrael. But yet Yaakov remains in its place, because you can't inspire the Klal unless the person continues to work on themselves. There can only be a Yisrael if there's a Yankif. And that's why the Sultan says, Ki sorisa imelek imelekim v'imanoshim. The reason why you're Zeichet Yisrael besides your name Yaakov is because besides Kisarisa Malikim, besides your own individual relationship with Rabbeinu Shlalem, in Adam Lamakim, you are able to be successful to influence Anashim as well. You're able to influence people as well. So you now have Yaakov and Yisrael. Now the Chassam Sofer says, the Chassam Sofer comments on the Mishnah at the end of Shas. Also, the Kadosh Baruch Hu la'ankel l'chol tzaddik v'tzaddik shayo lomos. Chazal say, our Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to bequeath to each and every tzaddik 310 worlds. So the Chassam Sofer is bothered. Why does it say tzaddik v'tzaddik? Should have just said, also, the Kadosh Baruch Hu la'ankel l'chol tzaddik. Shai Alamas, Hashem was to give each tzaddik 310 worlds. Why does it say tzaddik v'tzaddik? And why 310 worlds? The Chassam Sofer says that a person has a kana. A kana is the trachea. That's called a kana. And the person, that kana is created, the person's trachea is created for the person to take in and to give out. Meaning, for a person to first build themselves through learning Torah, through tefillah, a person needs to use his trachea to learn Torah, to build their own character, to daven, to build their own character. And then the person has to use their same trachea to teach others, to speak to others, to influence others. So every person, every tzaddik that influences others is really a tzaddik v'tzaddik. He's a double tzaddik because he's a tzaddik first for himself, for the prat, and then he's a tzaddik for the klal. Without being a tzaddik for the prat, you can't be a tzaddik for the klal. You need to first use your tzaddik, your kana, to bring Torah into oneself in order to be a tzaddik and to use the kana to teach others. To influence others. So every tzaddik that influences others is a tzaddik v'tzaddik. And because the person used their kana, which is spelled kuf nun hey, he used it twice to build himself and then to build others. That's why he's zeichet to 310 worlds, because kana is gematria 155 times 2 is 310. So also the Kadosh Baruch Hu l'hankel l'chol tzaddik v'tzaddik, someone who's a tzaddik v'tzaddik, someone who built himself in order to build others, is going to be zeichet to 310 worlds because he used his kana for himself and then for others. Paro's dream, the pasuk says that Paro summoned his sorcerers, his chartumim, to come interpret the dream. Ve'ein poiser oislam l'paro, none of them could interpret it for Paro. Says Rashi that they tried interpreting it, but it wasn't acceptable to Paroi. Why? Because they were interpreting that Paroi was going to give birth to 7 daughters, and those 7 daughters were going to die. How did Paroi know that that wasn't true? Because Paroi was a king, say Chazal. And Paroi knew that a king doesn't dream for the prat. He dreams for the klal. Paroi, a king, doesn't dream just for himself. He dreams for the klal. So Paroi's dreams mention the bekana echad, that there's something that needs to transpire in the kana, which is not, there are 2 things that need to transpire in one kana. It needs to take in order to be able to give out. He's not just there for the prat. He's there for the klal. And that is itself as represented by the kaftor of the menorah. Bakana echad kaftor v'farach. In that same kana, there needs to be a kaftor. Klal prat tachlis reishis. The kana needs to take in order to give out. every person, every yid needs to be a tzaddik v'tzaddik because we're a melech. We're a mamleches kohanim. We don't just dream for ourselves. We dream for others. We were created lahitiv la'achrina. That's the goal. That's the tachlis. And that's represented by the menorah. It's represented by the kana. It's represented by Parah's dream. So the Eibishter helps that we should be zeiche to fulfill our goal as a mamleches kohanim. Beklal ubeprat ubeprat ubeklal. We should be zeiche to the time that merit. We should be zeiche to the kaftor, to the Pereches, and to the Kapoires, Bevinya Beis Amigdash Ashtishi, Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu, Bemheir of Yamenu Amen.